4. Flesh and blood. A cold rain jolts me awake. The scent of moisture fills my nostrils and thunder shakes my eardrums, muffled by a swooping sound. My right cheek nestles against something both soft and bristly. I shake my head, trying to remember where I am. The mushroom lair. I'm in Morpheus's arms. He's flying me to his manor. I'm terrified to look, but have to know where he's taken Jeb. I push up, expecting to see Wonderland's terrain passing beneath my stratospheric heights. Instead, lightning brightens the haze around me, illuminating Dad as he glides on a butterfly mount up ahead. I'm surrounded by storm clouds, and I'm not being held by Morpheus. I'm riding a monarch. Sadness snakes through me. Lately, when I sleep, my dreams relive moments in Wonderland with Morpheus, or in Jeb's garage, watching him paint and work on motors, or even making cookies with Mom in our kitchen. One common thread binds them all. Waking up is a dreaded occurrence. I tighten my grip through the hairy bristles of the butterfly's thorax as we plunge out of one cloud and into another. My vision adjusts through sheets of rain and blinking darkness. The leafy treetops appear closer with each flash of lightning. Our butterflies are descending, which means we're about to reach Oxford and my heart-to-heart with Dad. What's he going to think when he finds out I'm responsible for this entire nightmare? Wind skids through us, causing our rides to lurch and catching the drawstring at my shoulder. The ballet bag jostles, hard enough for the diary to bump against my ribcage. For an instant, I let myself get lost in the flavor of the rain, of skirting in and out of clouds alive with electric light. My wet braids flap around my face and shoulders, driven either by my magic or the wind. The diary bumps against my ribs again. It's not the ride or the weather causing the movement this time. The strings stretch taut against the wind's pull. Something has roused the memories on the pages, made them restless. Maybe by cozying up to my darker side.